From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The full Senate begins debate today on the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. Republicans who oppose Kagan plan to voice their objections at length, but they lack the votes to sustain a filibuster. NPR's David Wellner reports a final vote is likely before the Senate leaves on its summer recess at the end of this week.
It appears Majority Leader Harry Reid has the votes to confirm Kagan before senators leave. Already, four Republicans have announced they plan to vote for her confirmation. Of the 59 members of the Democratic caucus, only one, Nebraska's Ben Nelson, has said he'll oppose her. There now appear to be at least 62 senators backing the nomination. Still, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee wrote every senator on Monday, outlining his objections to Kagan's nomination. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions alleged she had failed to show an impartial commitment to the rule of law. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
BP engineers are set to test the cap atop the runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico to see if it can handle the pumping of mud and possibly cement into the well in a so-called static kill, first step in an effort to seal the well. Admiral Thad Allen is the government's point man on the oil spill. He says pressure readings will be monitored closely.
One of the things we're looking for is if we start pumping mud in, and all of a sudden the pressure doesn't go down and we hit just a flat line and the pressure stays there, that means it's going somewhere. That would be of concern.
Allen says BP is hoping the static kill alone can plug the well, but the company will still proceed with relief wells from which mud and cement will be pumped into the well from below the seabed. A wave of shootings in Karachi, Pakistan has left at least 40 people dead. The attacks follow the assassination of a prominent lawmaker. Schools and many shops are closed in the city today as security forces struggle to clamp down on the violence. Elsewhere in Pakistan, relief workers are having trouble reaching some 2 million people displaced by flooding. The floodwaters are being blamed for about 1,200 deaths so far. A measure on the ballot in Missouri today would challenge the federal health care overhaul law. Alana Gordon of member station KCUR reports it's the first time voters will have a chance to show whether they support or oppose the law.
Proposition C would change state law. It directly challenges a central part of the federal health care law, requiring most people to have health insurance or face fines by 2014. State Senator Jane Cunningham of St. Louis County sponsored the initial bill and is calling it the Health Care Freedom Act.
I can't imagine living in a country where the government tells me that I have to buy something that they dictate against my will with my own money that I earn.
Opponents of the measure say it won't stand up in a court challenge and is largely a political strategy to bring conservatives out to the polls. Arizona and Oklahoma are slated to vote on similar proposals in the November general election. For NPR News, I'm Alana Gordon in Kansas City.
This is NPR News. NATO says insurgents, some wearing suicide vests, attacked the alliance's largest base in southern Afghanistan today. Several militants were killed. The insurgents fled after failing to get past the base's security barriers. A bomb carried in a hijacked taxi has exploded outside a police station in Northern Ireland's second-largest city, Derry. Larry Miller reports no one was injured in the latest in a series of attacks aimed at undermining Northern Ireland's coalition government.
The heavily fortified police station and nearby properties were damaged by the early morning blast. A telephone warning came 13 minutes before the explosion. The mostly Catholic political party Sinn Féin condemned the attack. Derry's mayor, Colm Eastwood, says dissidents represent a tiny minority of the population.
They should listen to the people of Ireland and move forward in peace with the rest of us. If you love your country, you shouldn't try and destroy it. You should try and build it.
This bombing is the latest in an increasing number of incidents since Catholic dissidents killed two British soldiers and a policeman 17 months ago. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Six teenagers who could not swim have drowned in Louisiana after wading into a river they thought was shallow but which dropped off sharply into deep water. Fred Sanders is assistant fire chief in Shreveport, Louisiana.
We believe that they were in a shallow water where they were familiar, and then they ventured out into an area where they were unfamiliar, and our divers tell us that it was about a 20 to 30 foot drop-off.
Sanders says one teenager was rescued. The victims were members of two families. Sanders says they were accompanied by several adults, but they could not swim either. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.